what have the last 36 hours been like for you in traveling to Poland?
Just busy is, I guess, the best way you can describe it. I pretty much spent most of it on the road, and as soon as I landed, I had it right for the embassy to see if I can organize, I guess, the trip over the border and that. And hoping to cross over tomorrow. Biggest problem here right now, like I said, I only landed about 5 hours ago, so it's nearly impossible to find a hotel room here. Everything's booked with the Ukrainian refugees. So I finally found one. I just got checked in here about an hour ago. So we're just waiting for tomorrow, and we'll keep trucking.
So for you, kind of right now, it's just kind of, you know, taking things an hour at a time. And maybe just some background for our listeners as well on why you decided to head over to Poland and into Ukraine.
Well, I just wanted to see if I can help people back home. And, you know, Ukraine's my homeland, and what's happening is unfair. So, you know, I'm just trying to help the best I can, I guess.
And of course, you're a fisherman from Matagin here right now, and in that area. So I understand you've started a fundraiser. What has support been like from the community here in Nova Scotia?
It's been good. A lot of people, just donated money aside from the fundraiser, just dropped in and sent cash. And as soon as I took off, people have been messaging and texting me and sending checks and all that. So we're just gathering up the funds. And I got in touch with the Ukrainian embassy here earlier today to organize to organize everything better, I guess. And I got a few phone numbers, and they explained me ways how I could volunteer and help out. And right now, the plan is to take the funds into Ukraine and distribute them properly. Most likely, that's going to go into med supplies at first, and maybe housing for refugees. Because, like I said, housing here, just judging in Poland here, I'm in Warsaw right now, and it's booked everywhere. There's every hotel's booked for the Ukrainians. Like, I had a hard time finding a place for myself to stay overnight. So. Luckily, I actually ran into some people on the bus on the way to the embassy, and they offered help, and they gave me their numbers. They kind of showed me around, and they told me if I had a hard time finding a place, they would take me home to stay at their house overnight. But luckily, I found a place. I had to pay an arm and a leg for it because, like I said, everything else is booked. So. But I'm settled in for tonight, so we're good. We got a bed to stay for tonight. So,
well, that's certainly good news. I'm glad that you found a place to stay there. And, of course, the lobster fishery here, it's quite lucrative. And, there's still a couple of months left here in the season. How important was it for you to show your support and to head back, overseas in the middle, really, of what's the lobster fishery here in Nova Scotia?
Well, lobster fishery is definitely important, but, it's way more important here, to be here. So luckily I was able to arrange with DFO for them to let me, find a replacement for myself. And that way my crew was able to keep the job for the rest of the season. So all that's taken care of. But that was the least of my worries, really.
Of course, absolutely. And, you've got a fundraiser going on right now. What's the best way that people can help out?
They can donate. It's the more money we can gather, the more we can help. There's a link to the crowdfund.ca page on my Facebook page. And, anybody wants to donate, they can donate there. I'll personally make sure the money makes it where it's needed most.
For sure. And I know you've been keeping in touch with your family in Ukraine as well. How are they doing right now?
They're okay. I just got off the phone with them right before I called you. And we're just trying to figure out, the best way to travel across the border tomorrow. So we have a few options here, and we're just trying to figure out the smartest and the best way to do it.
Anything else that you'd like people to know about your journey?
Like I said, I'm extremely tired right now, so my brain's only functioning at 50% capacity at the moment. I'll probably just hit the sack here, try to get some sleep here for a few hours, and tomorrow morning we'll have a better understanding of what's going on. But I did get in touch with the embassy. They welcomed me. Well, I'm sure they welcome anybody who wants to help, and we're organizing, I guess the next step. Like I said, my brain right now is half asleep, so.
Well, I appreciate you giving us any time at all. And you've got some family back here in Nova Scotia too.
I got my kids back there, so they're hopefully I'll see them before too long.
And no word on how long you'll be there. You just kind of take it day by day, I guess, right?
We take it day by I'll take it day by day. Once I run out of money, I'll start seeing if there's something else I can do to help. Not financially, obviously, but with my hands and whatever else I can do here to help. And like I said, I'll take it day by day. And once I run out of funds and energy, well, we'll regroup and figure out what's going to take place next.
All right. Well, Lex, thanks so much for your time. Get some rest, and hopefully everything goes well for you tomorrow.
Thank you.